ukore
for you to use me this way.
Gusenga.
Prayer.
Ikiza cyako.
The good thing about it.
Nuko kiza kugushira mu kibanza cyawe.
It puts you in your place.
Cyo kuguma gukenera Imana
umwanya. To always be needing God.
Kugashira n'Imana mu kibanza cyawe.
And you put God in its place too.
Kandi gusenga kuza guha Imana inzira kugira ngo ikore.
And prayer gives God a way so he can start.
Gusenga kuza guhindura umusenzi igikoresho.
A prayer makes a useful thing, something that you use.
Gusenga kuza guhindura umusenzi vase ikoreshwa. Donc guhindura igikoresho.
Yeah, prayer makes you a useful thing. Tool. It makes you a tool.
Voilà. Arabitoy. Sifa kwake Mungu.
You guys are good.
Kandi mwe mwanka batekereza namwe igikoresho.
Now think about a tool.
Nubwo kiza gikoreshwa bihambaye.
Even though it gets used to do so many amazing things.
Nyiri kugikoresha kiretse.
The person who's using it, if he doesn't use it,
nta kindi cyo kurikira ni ngese gusa.
Nothing will go on it except dust and rust and everything.
Rero tumenye kuko muhe muyera tutamufite.
Now let's know that if we don't have the Holy Spirit,
n'ukuri ntacyo tuba tumaze.
We're really nothing.
Nta kimwe twokora.
We cannot do anything.
Yesu yigeze kubwira abigishwa biwe.
Jesus told his apostles,
ngo mutamfite,
that if you don't have me,
nta na kimwe mwishobore.
You guys cannot do anything.
Uwo Yesu nyene,
that same Jesus,
niwe wabwiye abigishwa biwe ngo simbasiga nk'imfu.
He's the one that, the same one that told his disciples that I'm not going to leave you as orphans.
Ngiye kubwira data.
I'm going to tell my dad.
Abahe namwe mwe mu
yera. To give you the Holy Spirit.
Uwo nguwo naza.
When he comes,
azobigisha,
he will teach you,
azobayobora,
he will guide you,
azongaragaza muri mwe.
He will show myself in you.
Umviriza kazi mwe mu yera akora.
Listen to what the Holy Spirit
kuva uwo munsi kugeza n'uyu munsi.
From that day until today,
mwe mu yera aracyakora.
The Holy Spirit is still working.
Umuhanuzi witwa Yoeli yigeze kubihanura.
A prophet called Joel said,
n'uwo mu isezerano rya
kera. It was in the Old Testament.
Ariko yarasa n'uho abibona bizoba mu isezerano
rya. By Joseph, as he was seeing the things that were in the New Testament.
Aravuga ngo icyo gihe.
He said, and in that time,
nzosuka mwemu wanje kubera n'umubiri wose.
I will pour my spirit in whoever has flesh.
Reka ndebe bafite imibiri bari hano.
Let me see the people who have flesh.
Anokuru uri umukandida.
You are a candidate.
Hallelujah. Nzosuka mwemu wanje kubera n'umubiri wose.
I'm going to pour my spirit in everyone who has a flesh.
Ndashaka kubabwira kuko kubera ko mwemu yera hari.
I'm going to tell you that now that the spirit is here,
Imana yacyafite byinshi zo gukora.
God still has a lot to do.
Kandi izo ngizo ntizamiza yonyine ngo mubibonere ati busahani Vernon ngo dore Imana yaje.
And those will not just come and be dropped here in Vernon and be like, oh, see God doing this.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, azokorera mu bafite umubiri.
He'll work in those who have flesh.
Ariko bemeye kugurira mwe muyera ngo abaganze.
But those who accepted to open themselves to the Holy Spirit to use them.
Twasomye ijambo ryiza muri Yesaya.
We read a really beautiful verse in Isaiah.
Ngo kugezaho mwe muyera azosuke.
He said until the Holy Spirit will be poured.
Umva urufunguzo.
Listen to the key.
Urwo ni rwo rufunguzo rwa byose.
That's the key of everything.
Ngo mwe muyera ngo gushitseho mwe mu azodusukirwako.
Until the Holy Spirit is poured upon us from on high,
ubugaragu,
the desert,
ngo bugacika itongora imera cyane,
will become a fertile field.
Nico gituma nababwiye ngo,
that's why I told you,
nta handu hahambaye mwe muyera tukorera ibitangaza.
There's no really powerful place or
aho mwe muyera tukorera ibitangaza.
The Holy Spirit cannot go through and do.
Ngo gushisaho mwe mu azodusukirwa ko vuye hejuru.
Until the Holy Spirit is poured upon us from on high.
Aho ni ubugaragwa.
That's where the desert
izocika itongora imera
cyane. Become fertile, a fertile field.
Mfite ntahe iyo yabaye njewe n'amaso yanje narayibonye.
I have a testimony that happened and I really saw it with my eyes.
Ibintu mwe muyera akora.
What the Holy Spirit can do.
Hariho umudamu umwe n'uwo mu ishengero ryacu.
There's a lady in our church.
Yatwaye imbanye ya mbere.
She was pregnant for the first time.
When
he was about 3 months, some people came calling themselves prophets. Oh, listen to what God is telling us. That pregnancy, if you're not careful, it will kill you. Now they created fear in her that she didn't even have. Now she even forgot the words that say that God, the God who makes us pregnant, is the same God that makes us give birth. Now she forgot all those because of fear. Now that fear became a lot. In 3 months, the pregnancy was gone. Because of fear. Now she was pregnant for the second time and they came again. Oh, now they're full of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Now this time is even worse. Now the fear was even worse. And the second one came out too. The third one.
Now they
even wrote so many verses of the Bible. They gave it to her. She had so many papers full of the verses in the Bible. And the third one came out too. Now that she took the fourth one. I remember exactly where we met. In the evening. It was about 5 p.m. I met her. She was pregnant. All that we didn't know. We didn't know what happened to her before. Because in our church there's so many people. So now we didn't know all those problems that she had. When we met, I greeted her. When I greeted her, she started crying. I said, "Why are you crying?"
Pastor.
She said, "Pastor." She said, "Even this one." They just told me that this one is coming, is going to come out too. And he said, "Who are those?" And she told him who those people were. He said, where is your husband? He's home. Where are you going? Now she told me where she's going. Can we go together at your house so I can tell you, and your husband something? In me, I felt the boldness in me to stop that thing forever. I did not know that it was the Holy Spirit working in me. When we arrived there, they told me the stories. Now they brought those papers full of prophecies, the verses. We were talking together now. I've been cut those papers. I cut all them. And I burned all the papers. I said, "Listen to what the Holy Spirit, the God says. Just as these ones are burnt, it's the same way that those curses are going to be burnt." I said that pregnancy will not come out. You'll give birth very nicely. You're good. And for me, I was so happy and excited, and even some extreme boldness now. I even put my own word this time. I said, you'll give birth to a boy. When I finished saying that, now me too, I was afraid. I said, "Why did I say that one about the boy?" I should just have stopped where I said that you were going to give birth. But that one about the boy will make me, it'll bring shame or something. It will embrace me. That's the word.
Yes. Ukwezi kwa mbere kuratambuka kwa kabiri.
Now the first month came, the second one. Until 9 months. At that time, my heart was
really.
I had the assurance that she was going to give birth. But that thing about the boy. I had so many question marks, like 1,000 in me. One day in the morning, I saw a phone call. I saw it was them for sure.
Hello? They say,
did you give birth?
Hey, God, Pastor.
Oh, yes,
you
give birth. Oh, praise God.
They
were laughing so hard.
They
were laughing so hard, but for me, I was.
I said,
what did you call the baby?
Kugira ngo menye uwariwe.
Just so I can know who. So they told me the name for the first time. I didn't even hear it because of fear. That's what fear does too. It blocks your hearing. So that you don't even hear God speaking to you anymore. Fear blocks your sight. You don't see miracles that happen. That Holy Spirit that we've been given. It's not the Holy Spirit that bring us back to fear. But it's the Holy Spirit that always reminds us that we're children of God. I said, what did you call the baby? They said, we call him Samuel. And I felt to me. I felt like a really big stone that was on top of me just went down. I felt really happy. That boy now is about 3 years
old.
Now they have even a thing. That curse was
stopped.
What stopped or what took away that curse? It was the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the things that makes us so happy and humbled and even tremble is to see how the Holy Spirit accepts to come in a person like me and do miracles like that. Stops curses that was destroying a family. I want to tell you that. The Holy Spirit is around. When you need him, he needs you even more. You make one step in prayer searching for him. Makes 1,000 steps coming to meet you. God has a lot in store
for you.
His word in Psalms says, he says he sends his spirit and they become created. And things get created. Thank God that they didn't say what those things are. Because there's a lot. If they wanted to say what the Holy Spirit can create, it would just fill the whole Bible. The Holy Spirit is ready to use you. He's ready to use me. And the things that he is going to use us. The Bible says what? Our eyes has not seen
it.
What our ears haven't heard. What have not come into our
heart.
Those things God has put there for you. They'll come. When are we going to see those things? When we'll give a place for the Holy Spirit to come. In Romans. I think it's chapter 9. the verses down
there.
It says all the creatures, all everything that was created is waiting with
they're
waiting with the revealing of the Holy Spirit. They're waiting the revealing of the children of God. The sons of God.
And the people that
are being led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God.
All the creatures,
everything that was created are waiting. They're waiting so for the revelation or revealing of the sons of God. Let me tell you, finishing here. Think about a kid in their own house.
Umwana,
a kid,
nkuriye bakiki,
just like that one there.
Nta kinakimwe abarakora.
She or he hasn't done anything.
Ariko ibintu byose byo mwabo.
But the things in their house, they're all hers or his.
Uzobareba abantu.
Look at the kids.
Sometimes.
They'll wake up even before they know how to put on their own shorts. And they start walking like this. Our car. Our house. So now you find everything is theirs. Why? He is or she is a child in the house. They share the same blood with the parents. I want to tell you that all the promises are in here. They're all for God's children.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the
creatures are waiting for the revelation of the children of God. The Holy Spirit doesn't work with anybody else. Only with the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kandi ijambo ry'Imana
rivuga ngo. Again, the word of God says.
Ngo yes, unanafite n'isoni zo kutwita bene.
Jesus is not even ashamed to call us his brothers.
Kuko uweza nabezwa bose bakomose kuri.
Because it says, the one who makes clean and the ones that are being cleaned, they both came from God.
And
he says, all those who received Jesus Christ became the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the Holy Spirit is here. He wants to always lead the children of God in their lives for the kingdom of God to expand. In this teaching, I feel like I'm praying in my heart for the Holy Spirit to give us that hunger and thirst. We find ourselves crying and praying for God. For praying is like talking to God. Praying comes from the hunger and thirst that you have. Only people that pray can God reveal things to them. This country of Canada has its leaders. But
iyo umuntu ari umusenzi,
if a person is a prayerful person, people may not know you, but you find yourself caring Canada. Even the heaven says, those people are leading well because of this person. Because you're prayerful. Prayerful person, we can call them, we can... prayerful person, we can
the barrage.
We can you see this light here. It has a source or a spring. That source or that spring, we're not seeing it. But it is working. It is working. If it stops just one moment, we'll all be in darkness. That's how prayerful person are. Your prayer, it can make things go well. That's why people will be amazed when they get to heaven. God will call. He'll say, let's call the leader of the church in Vernon. You that were thinking it was Pastor Ray, you'll see a very old, a very older mom, you know, that you guys didn't even remember about. And you see her coming.
When the Pastor Ray akavuga mu ijuru,
and Pastor Ray will say,
"The man, we hands got.
Hey God, you made a mistake.
It's
me who was the leader of that church. God will explain to him that that source, that source of hydro. That church, her prayers were the one carrying. Her prayers were the one that made them sing.
They
gave them anointing.
The prayers
anointed Pastor Ray, and he said he preached with power. Her prayers made the work of God go forward. And God will take that big, what's that? Big crown. And he'll put on the prayer for lady, mom. I want to tell you that if there's people that God trusts, it's the people that have the relationship with him in prayer. If there's people that make the Holy Spirit glad,
if there's
people that the Holy Spirit loves, it's the prayerful person. Because prayer is talking with God. Now, I wish we could all go inscription, what's that word? I wish we could all sign up to that school. If we pray, all of us, as the Word of God says, God will give us nations. His glory will be revealed. Now we'll pray. In that prayer, we'll call those who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you might be here, you haven't been born again. But maybe you're not sure about your salvation. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you so that you will know that you're children of God, your child of God. Now, the Holy Spirit will have a big place, enough place in you. If you're here and you haven't received Jesus, this is your occasion. If you're here, you're not sure about your salvation yet, this is your time. Now that we're still speaking, don't care about whoever you're sitting close to, just come close. The second thing, We were just talking about the thirst and hunger. You feel like you have that hunger. You see this glass? It's clean. It's ready. If I'm thirsty, I would use it. Why? It's ready. But if this glass, feel... Think or you know, imagine if it was full of dust. It's not ready. What it would need, it would be cleansing for it to be used. We're just singing about the power in the blood of Jesus. Is there anything that you want the blood of Jesus to clean you from? The blood is here today. It's working. It's called the Spirit Holy. He only works in holy places where the blood of Jesus passed. This glass again. If he had cracks in it, it wouldn't be so ready. Because you pour some water in there and they'll just go around it. And this glass, if you put it upside down, it's not ready. If when the word is being preached like this, our hearts are like glasses. There's some hearts that have been cracked because of unforgiveness. And you live with your life having anger towards someone. Home, there is a saying that says, oh man. It's like a big heaviness. It's on the one who hasn't forgiven.
But the one
who committed something will just live their life happy and enjoying. So the big thing is forgiveness. For this heart, the creator of it, to make it new. David said, give me a new heart, O God. And do not take away your spirit. And please leave that joy of salvation stay in me. Do you still have that joy of salvation? This is time to be for the joy to come back. This is the time to forgive. The Holy Spirit is waiting for all that to be done, for him to fill your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll
ask us to bow our heads down.
You hear
and you hear that God still has a lot to do. And you have flesh, like you said, you're a candidate. But the Holy Spirit wants to fill your life. You're here, you want. You want that boldness to come back to you. For you to feel like you're a child of God again. You're here full of fear and confusion.
And
now you're saying God used to do that, but not now. And the Holy Spirit is still waiting, saying, I wish he had that boldness. If you're that person, please stand up. This whole message came for you. The Holy Spirit is here. He's here. He wishes to meet with you. He wants to fill your life. All the creation are waiting for the revelation of the children of God.
God
is going to take away everything that was on top of you. Now he's going to reveal you. I'm going to ask you to make a statement. Come here forward
so
for the Holy Spirit to fill your life and guide.
Oh, glory, prayer, be chancered.
Hallelujah.
Sifanizako. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reka nsabe bashoboye guhaguruka muze hano tubasengere tubarambise ibiganza.
Let me ask the ones that stood up to come forward here so we can pray for you.
Kuko ndazi ibyo ngivyo ni biblique ni hari aba transfer y'ubushobozi bw'Imana
buzima bwanyu. That is like a transfer that's going to work. Hari uruzi
runezereza umurwa w'Imana.
There's a river that makes that
Hariho uruzi rutemba.
There's a river that flows.
Hari uruzi rwifuza kwiganzira ubugingo bwawe.
There's a river that wants to fill.
Imana irifuza kugarurira za ndirimbo nsha.
God wants to bring back the new songs.
Imana irifuza kugarurira ya myanya yawe yo gusenga.
God wants to bring back your time of prayer.
Imana irifuza kugarurira ya nzara n'inyota byo kuba mu ijambo.
God wants to bring that hunger and thirst.
Imana yiteguye gukoresha nayo maboko yawe ataritse.
God wants to even use those hands that you raised.
Ora babashiki bibiyano. Rindere beberia la dre preso soro bobondo. Imana Yosef uri hano.
The God of Joseph is here.
Imana yakoresheje Ezekiel ringa.
The God that used Ezekiel.
Ukugeza umwe mu yera yamanuki.
Until the Holy Spirit
ugaragwa uhinduka imigezi.
The desert became a fertile.
Ndabona ubwo buzima bw'ubugaragwa warubayemo.
I see that desert life that you were living in.
Hagiye gutemba inzuzi.
There's going to be a river.
Warusiga usenga sana uhaye kubita kwibuye.
You were praying as if you were hitting the rock.
Ariko uyu munsi.
But today
ijurugiye kuguruka kubgawe.
The heavens are going to be open for you.
Ora babashiki bibiyando robobori ala dre preso sorobobondo. Rindere beberia la dre presos. Ndasaba nabicaye mu ntebe mukomeze mwisengera aho ngaho.
I even asked the ones that are sitting in the chairs to start praying for yourselves.
Tugiye kurambika ibiganza kuri abene data.
We're going to lay our hands on these people.
Mwe muyera wavuzwe uyu mwanya wose ari hano.
The Holy Spirit that was talked about.
Niwe agiye gukora.
He's going to work.
Ora babashiki bibiyando roboboria la dre presos. Reka mbasabe kubera kuko muri benshi wenda tabakoraho mwese.
Let me ask because you're a lot. Because we might not
touch ikiganza cyo muri kumwe.
Hold the hand of the one that's close to you.
Fata ukuboko kuwo muri kumwe.
Hold the hand of the one that's close to you.
Icyo ni ikimenyetso kigaragaza yuko
that's a
ni ikimenyetso.
It's a sign that shows
kuko ntukiri wenyine.
That you're not the only one.
Hariho bamwe numva muri bo bari mu buzima bumva ari bonyene.
I feel like there's some people that feel like they're by themselves.
Na unyitayeho.
Nobody knows about my situation. I'm telling you, just the way you feel those hands holding you, it's the same way that the Holy Spirit is
holding you.
To remove those mountains. For you to fly on top of those mountains. The word says, those who trust in God, they will always renew their
strength.
They'll fly like eagles.
Ngo bazogenda ntibaruhe.
The work and not get weary.
Ora babashiki bibiyando. Kaze mwe muyera, kaze mwe muyera, kaze mwe muyera. Kaze mwe muyera, kaze mwe muyera, kaze mwe muyera, kaze mwe muyera, kaze mwe muyera. Ora babashiki bibiyando robobori ala dre preso sorobobondo. Turahenuye ubwo bugaragwa. Turavuze nguruzi, uruzi, 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 uruzi.
River.
Uruzi, uruzi. Ibihe bisha.
New times.
Ora babashiki bibi hari indirimbo imwe sinzi nimba baririmbyi hano bayizi.
There's a song I don't know if the worship leader know this song.
Ah, indirimbo ivuga ngo it's a new season.
It's the song says it's a new season.
Fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing.
Nibaze batambuke mu mwanya turiko turambika abandi biganza byo hayi bayiririmba.
Please let me ask the worship team to come and sing that song.
Yo ndirimbo gusa turambika abantu biganza twihuta.
Only that song and we'll lay our hands on it.
Ora babashiki bibiyando robobori. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
Tugiye guherekeza kaze mwe.